Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got another intermediate lesson in the Office series, and today we're talking about content marketing.
That's right. So content marketing is basically a strategy that a lot of companies are using these days.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to give too much away in the intro.
Yeah.
We should probably say that we've got a few familiar characters, Zach and Karen.
All right.
And maybe they can help us figure out what this content marketing really is.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
Smashing! Karen, do you have a moment? I'd like to run a few ideas by you.
Sure. What is it?
Well, I've been testing out ways to boost the cost-effectiveness of our user acquisition.
Okay. Any new findings?
Content marketing. I'm not just saying it because it's the hottest trend right now. It actually showed some promising results from the tests Brad and I ran.
Really? Do you have any numbers?
Yes. I'll send those to you later. But overall, we were able to reduce cost per lead by 30%.
That does sound like a promising start.
And I have to say, Brad has a real talent for it. So I'd like to double down on our efforts.
Excellent. Send me those numbers and let's talk more this afternoon.
Sure. I'll do it right now.
All right, so Zach starts off by asking Karen if she has a moment. I'd like to run a few ideas by you.
Okay, so one thing we're going to find in today's lesson is that there are all kinds of expressions in English that use this word run.
Mm-hmm. And run by itself actually has a lot of meanings.
Sure.
So that's why you can make a lot of phrases out of it.
Okay, so this phrase specifically, run a few ideas by someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or just run something by someone.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
So you're telling them what your ideas are to get their opinion.
Yeah, to find out what they think.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it really makes sense in like an office situation too, right? You want to run an idea by the boss.
Mm-hmm.
The boss probably isn't going to run an idea by you. They're probably just going to say, this is what you're doing.
Mm, right. So Karen wants to know what it is.
And it sounds like Zach has been testing out ways to boost the cost effectiveness of their user acquisition. Wow, that's a...
Mm.
I need to take a breath.
All right, so boost. I like this word.
Boost.
It could be a noun. It could also be a verb. And it basically means greatly increase or improve.
Yeah, exactly. Or even like help to increase or improve.
Mm-mm, right. For example, cheap airfare boosts tourism.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. That
mm-hmm.
makes sense. I am trying to think, about tourism and airfare right now, but I'm a little bit tired. You know, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Oh yeah, you need your caffeine.
I need a little caffeine. I need a boost, right? A boost of energy or a caffeine boost, we could say.
Right.
Or just a boost.
Now, bringing it back to an office scenario, perhaps you could say last year's initiative boosted sales this year.
Yeah, you always hear those words together, right? Boost sales.
Mm-hmm.
How do we boost sales?
Right.
But in this case, they're not really worried about boosting sales. They're trying to boost the cost effectiveness of user acquisition.
All
oh, there
right.
it is again.
So two great words. First, here we have cost effectiveness. Now, what is this?
Well, let's just take out the ness for a second,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that just makes it a noun.
Yes.
But if something is cost effective, it basically means you can get, good results for not a lot of money.
Mm, right. Or sometimes we would say you get bang for buck.
Yeah, exactly. You get your bang for your buck. So in this case, the bang for the buck or the cost effectiveness is in relation to user acquisition.
Mm, all right. So acquisition, the verb here is acquire.
Acquire.
So to get.
To get something.
Right.
Exactly. Users are, well, you guys. You are the users.
Exactly.
In this situation, I'm not exactly sure who their users are.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, just like any company, they want to get. They want to acquire more customers or more users. Now, even though we have been with Zach and Karen and Brad for all these episodes, we still don't really know what their company does.
Right.
But in any case, in a different office, they might change user acquisition to customer acquisition.
Right, right.
It's the same idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Karen is curious about these new findings, and apparently it's content marketing.
Content marketing, okay. Mm-hmm. And he's not just saying that because it's the hottest trend. He's saying it because it's something special. So we should talk about this special thing.
All right, so content marketing is basically marketing your brand through content.
Through content, right? And so, you know, this is a word that gets tossed around a lot. Mm. Content. A video, a podcast,
right?
You know, but the idea is that, you know, the content is something that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of it just being an advertisement,
right.
Hey, come on over to Diana's Bar and Grill.
Right.
You want to make a video that, you know, like, here's the top five ways. You can eat a burger. And then, you know, brought to you by Diana's Bar and Grill.
Mm.
So it's something that can get a lot of attention, get a lot of, I guess we could say, eyeballs. And more importantly, for an online company, clicks. You want those clicks.
Yes. All right, so recently I had signed up for this fitness routine / diet schedule, and I thought I was going to have to pay for it.
Okay.
However, it was free, so the videos, I just had to follow the exercises, and the diet came in like a PDF file, and it was sent to me free of charge.
And everything was free.
Yeah. So this would be considered content marketing, because in the diet, the fitness trainer was pushing for her own brand of protein powder.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm, which was required for some of the recipes and smoothies.
Right. Okay. So the content, it's got to be useful,
mm-hmm.
right? But at the same time, you're not just making free content.
Mm-hmm,
there's no such
right.
thing as a free lunch, as we like to say. In any case, it is showing some promising results, says Zach.
Okay. So if something is promising, it shows promise, it means that it shows signs of future success.
Future success, right, mm-hmm. exactly. It's going to be successful. So you often hear this word promising. You often hear this with words like promising career.
Mm, right. So it's a career that has the ability to, you know, give you a high salary,
right.
maybe a high status in society, whatever it is.
It could give you a promising future.
Mm, right. Now, for example, talent scouts, their job is to search for promising amateurs.
Okay, so for sports,
mm-hmm.
right?
For maybe for modeling.
For modeling? Okay, mm-hmm. cool. I'm not really so into sports myself or modeling, but I like stocks.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So, you know, always looking for that promising stock.
Ah, yes. Very elusive. Now, Zach says here, promising results from the tests Brad and I ran.
Okay, so here's run again.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that has nothing to do with moving your legs quickly.
Right. So here, run or ran is used if you want to carry out a test or procedure.
Okay. Yeah. Run a test, run mm-hmm. a procedure.
Right.
You know, we're using run so much today, Diana, we should probably just put this into the grammar section.
Oh, all right.
Think of a few other ways, because there's so many ways to use run.
Yeah, that's true. So head out, run over to the grammar section, if you will, to check that out.
It sounds like those promising results have kind of got Karen's attention here.
Yes, so she wants to know if he has any numbers.
Okay, and so this just means what, you know, give me more details.
Yeah, give me the data.
Exactly. He says he'll do that later, but overall, they were able to reduce cost per lead by 30%.
That's quite a big percentage.
Hmm.
So a cost per lead, it's pretty much how much a lead costs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, cost for a lead.
Yeah.
I mean, you always hear this word per as well in, you know, like miles per hour or kilometers per hour.
Yeah. And Zach continues to say that Brad has a real talent for it and he'd like to double down on their efforts.
Okay, so anybody out there like gambling? I know I talk about gambling a lot. Just want to make sure. There's a game called Blackjack. It's also called 21.
Okay.
And that's where this phrase comes from. You double down on your bet.
Mm.
So it means that, you know, you are sure of, or you're so sure of something that you are suddenly going to put more effort or more energy into doing that thing.
Okay. So because they've seen promising results from content marketing, they want to double down on this content marketing strategy.
Right. Almost like strengthen it or strengthen this, you know, commitment to the strategy.
Right. So, Adam, how else can we use this word double down?
Well, it's always going to be double down on something,
okay.
Right? And like we said, it's going to be, you know, double down on the strategy, the effort, the resolve.
The bet?
The bet. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And I mean, I know gambling is a lot like playing the stock market.
Mm.
You can also double down on a stock.
Oh, okay.
The thing is in this case, the thing that's different about our office case and what you might see in the real world is, why would people be doubling down? Well, for example, maybe they are under attack or facing criticism.
Okay.
Like if Diana were the president, she makes a really dumb policy. Not saying that you would. Different Diana.
Don't worry. I won't run for presidency.
Okay. So let's just say the president makes a really dumb policy and a lot of people attack it. Well, the president could double down on that strategy, meaning I'm not going to change it. In fact, I'm going to increase it or strengthen it.
Right. I will not back down.
I won't back down. Exactly.
All right, so I guess that's about it for this lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
All right. Karen, do you have a moment? I'd like to run a few ideas by you.
Sure. What is it?
Well, I've been testing out ways to boost the cost effectiveness of our user acquisition.
Okay. Any new findings?
Content marketing. I'm not just saying it because it's the hottest trend right now. It actually showed some promising results from the tests Brad and I ran.
Really? Do you have any numbers?
Yes. I'll send those to you later. But overall, we were able to reduce cost per lead by 30%.
That does sound like a promising start.
And I have to say, Brad has a real talent for it. So I'd like to double down on our efforts.
Excellent. Send me those numbers and let's talk more this afternoon.
Sure. I'll do it right now.
All right, guys, we hope you have learned a lot of useful vocabulary from this lesson, especially if you do content yourself.
Right. I mean, as we mentioned in the lesson, this is, you know, a pretty hot trend right now for a lot of companies. Do you work for a company like that? Does your company produce content marketing?
Or perhaps your company uses a different strategy that's been working really well for you. Feel free to let us know what those are as well.
As always, guys, we love your comments. We adore your questions. And we will see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.